Listen on for a really candid look at how a business is pivoting after all those iOS 14 issues.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here, and I hope that you're surviving the Black Friday Cyber Monday experience all right. Our guest today is going to be sharing some really fascinating insights into how he's pivoting his business as a result of the iOS 14 changes. And he's on the show because he was recommended to us by the awesome team at SMS Bump. Many of our guests come from recommendations from SaaS companies and agencies. So if you work with e-commerce brands and you'd like to get a mention like SMS Bump just have on this show, then I would love to hear from you. Just get in touch with me, probably via LinkedIn, and I'll explain the easiest ways to get your clients onto our show. As I said, great guest coming up who is going to be sharing the journey his business is taking in a big old pivot this year. Now, he has quite a sizable business, they're seven figures, but the tactics he's outlining are something which any business can do, however small or however large you are, to create a proper, true marketing focused business rather than just a straightforward advertiser. If you're wondering what on earth I'm on about, stay tuned. He's about to explain all. And please do listen to the end of the episode so you don't miss out on our guest's top tips, which are frequently described as one of the best bits of the show. And in this case, I think really give you the goods. And you'll also get my own take on this episode if you listen to the end as well. Getting an online business off the ground is not easy. So if you find yourself working late, tackling a to-do list that's a mile long with your fifth cup of coffee by your side, remember, great email doesn't have to be complicated. That's what Klaviyo is for. It's the email and SMS platform built to help e-commerce brands earn more money by creating genuine customer relationships. Once you set up a free Klaviyo account, you can start sending beautiful branded messages in minutes, thanks to drag-and-drop design templates and built-in guidance. And with e-commerce-specific recommendations and insights, you can keep growing your business as you go. Get started with a free account at klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. And now to introduce today's special guest. Bishoy Keller is the founder and CEO at Truewood, a Canadian wooden watches brand. Selling on Shopify, they're on a mission to provide as much value to the world as possible, which includes planting over 880,000 trees so far. Founded in 2016, they now are doing about $3 million a year in sales. Hello, Bishoy.
Hi, thanks for having me, Chloe. Appreciate it.
It's awesome to have you on the show, and congrats on hitting that massive seven-figure. That must have been a blast over the last few years.
Sure was. We've been working hard for the last 5-6 years now, and we're looking to see what we can do in the next 5 or 6 years.
Excellent. Well, look, how did you end up in e-commerce? What led you to this industry?
So it's kind of a funny story. We started this in our last semester of school in university, so we had jobs lined up. We were ready to go. You know, my background is computer science and business. So I had a job in IT lined up, and, you know, we just kind of didn't want to do the whole 9-to-5 thing. And I know this is like a recurring theme. Every e-commerce owner has some sort of 9-to-5 hating that life. But I mean, yeah, we kind of used our last semester of school as our last opportunity to kind of figure things out and be our own bosses, work for ourselves. We started a bunch of stores before this one. It was, to be honest, it was just a way for us to make money at the beginning. And what we quickly found is if you're not super passionate about the stuff you're doing, when things aren't going so well, you end up losing motivation. You end up just giving up on it. So that's why I feel like the first couple of businesses we started failed. And then we kind of fell on wooden products and fell in love with, you know, the whole wooden uniqueness of the different grains, that no two watches are alike, no two pieces of wood are alike. And so we kind of combined our love for the uniqueness of wood with our love for watches, and we started Truewood.
Nice. And That need for passion, was that both about the quality of the wood and the sustainability angle? Because you were pretty early in 2016 bringing that into a business.
Yeah, so our philosophy with the whole tree planting, we're not like absolute tree activists, tree huggers, but we just wanted to come up with something that gives back to what we're taking. So our products are made out of wood. We are using trees in them, but we wanted to give back 10,000 times more than what we're taking. So like a tree can make maybe, you know, 10,000 watches, and we're planting 10 trees for every watch sold. And so we're giving tens of thousands back, and we wanted to have a net positive impact on the environment and not take more than we were giving. You know what I mean? That's the whole idea behind the 10 trees.
And do you find your customers really resonate with that? Is it for them, is it like the reason they're choosing your product, or is it an added value that just tweaks them over that buy button?
So that's actually a big thing that we were focused on now, is figuring that out. And what we found is I think it's just an extra step. It's not the core reason why people are buying our products, but people love to have an impact on the world. And, you know, it's not, our company isn't like Tentree, which is like another company that's sole purpose is planting 10 trees for every thing that they sell. And it's like, we're Truewood Watches, a cool wooden watch / accessories company that also does good for the environment. So it's a nice bonus add-on, I feel, that our customers do love.
Now, you mentioned and accessories, because you've expanded the range beyond watches. So can you let us know a little bit about the expanded range and why you decided to expand as well?
Yeah, so that's something we're working on a lot this year, is just kind of rebranding ourselves and redefining ourselves in the industry, as rather than just Truewood Watches, we want to be Truewood Accessories and sell as many different product categories as we can within the accessory space. So right now, we offer sunglasses, bracelets, rings and necklaces, wallets even, and we're coming out with a bunch of new categories this year as well, early next year, where it's like, you know, just having a whole ecosystem of cool wooden products that we sell that accessorize people's lives.
And I'm guessing that's in order to sell more to the existing customer base as much as anything else?
That, and I think, if I'm going to be frank, I think the watch industry is not looking so bright in the future. It's like a lot of people are moving toward tech. And personally, even me, like I have an Apple watch, and I do wear my Apple band, which is a Truewood Apple band. It's a wooden Apple band that we came out with. And the thing is, like, when you have a fitness tracker on your wrist, it really occupies that space for life, because people want to track their stats. They want to be able to track their calories and everything that they're doing. So with this whole direction that the industry is moving into, with just high tech, you know, like smart fitness bands, are a different way for us to get into that market and keeping the love for watches intact. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you can continue with the watches vision, but you're future-proofing yourselves as well as offering the alternatives to the customers by going into those other categories.
Exactly. Yeah. Just because I see a huge uptick in fitness bands or fitness watches that people are wearing nowadays.
Yeah. No, you could drive yourself slightly mad by trying to create a strap for every single one, because you're not really in control of your own direction then, are you?
Exactly. So we're focused right now on the Apple side of things. They occupy a large share of the market. So that's the one we're mainly focused on right now.
Yeah, that's the one I guess is the one worth doing.
Yeah, right.
And you've had an interesting time with the iOS 14 updates, right?
Yeah, so this last year has been really tough, and the days of just tossing up ads and saying shop now 50% off or whatever are over, which is honestly, a lot of people are looking at this as a negative thing, where it's like, you know, oh my God, my sales are dropping, I don't know what to do, we're going to go out of business type of thing. But the opportunity this actually lends to us is it's kind of cleaning out the market of all the bad sort of marketing tactics and the lack of brands and just like drop shipping like crappy products. And it's just like, I think this is a great opportunity for those that are willing to build a true company and a true brand to excel and pivot into becoming something that actually provides value to the end customer rather than being a quick get money, get rich quick scheme. So that's how we're looking at this right now. And so right now we kind of step back from the whole marketing aspect of things in terms of actual within the Facebook platform, within the Google platform, and focusing on the actual messaging and the content we're creating to actually solidify ourselves as a real brand rather than just a shop that always has sales. You know what I mean?
I do. And I think you make a really interesting point around it is that, yeah, there's plenty of noise in the industry about how this is awful and all the rest of it. But actually, it all comes, you know, surviving it, thriving through it, comes back to the fundamentals of building a business, the fundamentals of successful marketing. And it is going to leave a lot of the less interesting, the less quality businesses are going to fall by the wayside. And if you can double down on the reason for the business, the quality of the product, the messaging, like you're saying, then it's completely survivable.
Mm-hmm. And this kind of lights a fire under you because, you know, let's say this was 2018, you know, you didn't really need to learn how to be a true marketer, a good marketer. All you had to do was learn the Facebook ads platform, learn Google, toss up a couple ads, click a couple buttons, and you were kind of making money at that point. So the opportunity here in terms of learning, in terms of actually getting in the heads of your customers, becoming a true marketer rather than just an advertiser is huge if you're willing to put in the work and learn that stuff.
So how have you gone about learning it? I mean, clearly there's the range expansion is kind of one of the outcomes of this, but how have you gone about getting deeper into the you know, what your customers want, what they care about?
So this whole year, I've been reading a ton of marketing books, and not just like, you know, like how to toss up ads, but more about the psychology of marketing, learning your target market, learning about your target audience, clarifying your message. Copywriting is such. Before this year, I never even looked at copywriting, not once. Like it was just something that, you know, oh, it probably makes sense for service-based businesses where they don't have pictures and videos to showcase their products. But copywriting is such an important thing that I learned this year, and is that, you know, having the right message tied to the right product, to the right person is what is a true business is founded upon. And so I think this year I've been focusing a ton on learning new actual marketing rather than just being an advertiser, and copywriting is huge. Clarifying our message. Like right now, a big thing we're doing is writing our brand script, which is from a book I read called Building a Story Brand. And it's just like figuring out who our hero is, who and positioning ourselves as the guide on how we can turn this person from what they don't want to be to who they really want to be. And it's kind of tougher to do in the fashion space, I feel. It's not like, you know, when you're in the fashion space, you're not really running a business that has a clear, direct problem, like a plumber or, you know, I have my toilet that's clogged, I'll unclog it for you. So it's so easy in that sense. You know what I mean? For those service-based business. And, you know, grass is always greener on the other side. They definitely have their own problems too.
And writing that story of your brand, it's one of those things which it's considerably easier to do it for someone else than it is to do it for you. So hard to do it for yourself.
For real.
And as a business who've, you know, as someone who's grown a business by being an advertiser, by being good at Facebook ads and you know, targeting and Google ads optimization, all the rest of it, a lot of people who are good at that stuff find it really, really hard to shift into the creative stuff because it's kind of like the left brain, right brain stuff. Mm-hmm. How have you found that move? Because it sounds to me like you're pretty enthralled and excited by it.
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited by it. I mean, right now, I am a pretty analytical person. I know I'm not as creative as I'd wish to be, but I think what we're doing now is we're looking for the right people that can help us with this. So that's kind of our philosophy in business in general, is focus on what you're great at, which is the whole analytics side of things, the whole number side of things, and actually bring people onto your team, whether that be as a contractor or as permanent in-house employee, where they actually do things that you can't personally do or do it better than you. And so that's what we're focused on right now. We just hired our first copywriter last week. And so we're super excited about what they come up with and how to help us clarify our brand message. We have an idea, but to polish it and make it look sexy for the end consumer is our goal here.
So you've read a lot, you've learned a lot, you're hiring people to fill those gaps and to bring that knowledge and, you know, that skill set into the business. Have you done much in the way of talking to the customer in some way or another or learning from them?
Yeah, so we actually been doing that a lot this year, which is something we've never done before. I mean, we've sent out like a pretty cheap survey, like it wasn't anything special. And now we're like, based on that, based on all the books I've read, based on all the research I've done, we've come up with a great survey that we've sent to customers, and we're just starting to receive responses back. Even our whole marketing direction has changed. It's rather than just sending out emails that are like, hey, shop now, sale, it's more about community building and, you know, having a little challenge. So we actually just sent out a challenge last week is like, tell us why you bought from Truewood, why you love Truewood. And people sent in video responses, and it's just super motivating to see how many people actually love your stuff. It actually gives them a face behind the company rather than just being like a black box where it's just like to an organization versus end customer. You're getting like, you're connecting to real people, which is something I love.
So would it be fair to say you're kind of completely rebuilding the business as a result of the iOS changes?
Exactly. So we're honestly building it from the ground up. We took a complete step back. I mean, sales have dropped. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. And so for us, I mean, luckily we have a decent amount of cash to be able to pull us through while we're building this back end. But yeah, I mean, this is like the pullback of the slingshot, and we're ready to go in a year or two. We're building it up on the back end right now.
So many people, you know, whether it was the iOS 14 issue or whether it was another issue in their business, wouldn't have the balls, the foresight, the presence of mind to go, actually, we've got some cash. Let's build ourselves back for the slingshot. We're going to have a bad year in high level terms, but actually we're going to have an investment year, a restructuring year. How did you come to that decision?
So at the beginning of this year, it was kind of a pivotal moment for me as like, not even just for the business, but for me personally, it was like, if I want to continue doing this company for the rest of my life, or for the foreseeable future, it cannot just be a shop that is made to just make money. It has to provide value to the end customer. And so if I cannot get behind that, it's either wrap this thing up, maybe exit, or actually build a real company. And so I set out at the beginning of this year, our only goal was to break even. It was not to make any profit this year. And the reason for that is rather than hoarding all this cash that we've made in the last few years, our goal was to actually reinvest it into the company and build a true brand that I could be proud of in the long term, rather than just being a money-making machine. And so I sat with myself at the beginning of the year, you know, everyone does their New Year's resolution, sits there and writes their plan for the year. And we did that, me and my business partner. And then we decided like we are passionate about what we sell. We love our products. We love the whole process. We just are approaching it in the wrong way and need to focus more on the back end, more on the community, more on the value building to the end customer, less focused on the results in terms of sales and profits and all those nitty gritty numbers. And I think that will come naturally as a result of actually building a true brand, a true community.
And are you starting to see the outputs of that? You know, I mean, as we're recording, we're in September, people listen to this in November. So you kind of had 8 months of pivoting. Mm-hmm. How are you starting to see some rewards coming through from that?
Yeah, even not even just monetary rewards, but even fulfillment wise, like personal fulfillment for us and for our employees as well. It's not like, you know, let me go online, I'm doing my 8 hours, click the buttons and get out. You know, it's like people are actually loving what they do now within our organization. It's like these, it's like kind of breathing a life into the brand that people are happy to be a part of. And monetarily, we have seen an uptick, and this is such a long play in comparison to, you know, tossing up an ads, putting a budget up and hoping for the best. But this is more of our longer term play that we know this isn't going to be a quick fix, something that gets, you know, results right away. And we're willing to put in the groundwork to build it up from the ground up again.
And you mentioned building the community. Now, is that something tangible? I was going to say tangible like a Facebook group. Not entirely sure that's actually tangible, Chloe. But anyway, you know, is it like a community forum? Is there a place for it? Or is it more this more amorphous idea of the Truewood community?
Yeah, it's more of an idea of the Truewood community. So what our values are, what we stand for, and also clarifying also who we're not for. You know, I mean, a lot of problems business owners have is nicheifying their company. They don't want to draw that line in the sand because my ideal customer is an ideal customer who would buy from me. I don't have an ideal customer. You know, that's like the typical business owner. If anyone's willing to buy, I'm happy to sell to them. And so right now it's like clarifying exactly who we're for and finding those people that we're for. And I think that also puts your marketing dollars a lot further, because instead of having to drive thousands of people to your site at like a 2% conversion rate, which is pretty standard in the e-commerce industry, now you can drive a lot less people, but they're super targeted and super passionate about your company, and they become brand evangelists rather than just someone who bought one time.
And what's the number one thing you're most pleased you did this year?
It's basically stopping all our evergreen sales and just focusing on like discounts and promotions and actually having conversations with end customers. Like right now we have monthly challenges, actually getting people involved and doing things in the outdoors and being a part of travel, or like even like we had one challenge 1 month, which is like try a new food, send us a picture of it. We had a ton of responses that people sent back, and it's just like, wow, people are actually like vibing with our new direction of like actually having a conversation and having people love us as a company, not just as a company that sold them a watch one time. You know what I mean?
I do. And I think many brands are scared of doing that. So I love that you're actively doing it and seeing the results as well. Mm-hmm. So let's flip that question then. What's the one thing you're most excited about that's going to be coming up for you guys, or you think is going to be coming up for you in 2023?
So we're coming pretty close on our million tree goal. When we first started the company, we had this goal set out, and it's a super ambitious goal. We didn't even know, we didn't even have a sale yet. And we're like, let's try to plant a million trees and see how that goes. And we're getting pretty close. Like you mentioned, we're at 880,000. And so we've been working on this for the last 2 years. We're coming out with a super limited edition collection. They're only made 100 watches, and it's going to be our million tree watch collection. And it's just for our truest loyal fans. And it's just as a commemorative piece for planting a million trees, which we've been working on for the last 2 years. So we're super excited. We're hoping to release it in 2023 if everything goes well.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are. It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Bishoy, are you ready for the top tips?
Yeah, let's do it.
Excellent. Apologies to anyone's dog. I went rather high there. So I'm sorry if that's, you know, if that's affected anyone listening. Back to normal voice now. The book top tip then. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
Yeah, I couldn't do just one book. It was two, and it's Contagious and Building a Story Brand. Those, by far, I've read probably 50 business books in the last couple of years, and those two have stood out by miles.
Yeah, they are kind of so crucial for what people want to do right now. Yeah, lovely recommendations. And we'll let you have two as well.
Thank you.
The traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
I think it's word of mouth. It doesn't get enough credit because it's harder to track, right? But I think if you have brand evangelists that go around and actually spread the word about your company rather than focusing on a digital world of CPCs, CPMs, and visitors. We tend to lose sight of the power of direct one-on-one communication with real people, talking to real people.
Yeah, I think it fits in really well with the community side of things as well. And I guess your challenges must get people talking too.
Yeah.
Why are you taking photos of your food? Well, because Truewood told me to take photos of my food.
Right.
Okay, the tool top tip. Maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool that you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
Yeah, I definitely have to go with Trello. So we run our entire business off Trello. We have boards for everything. Everyone has their own cards, and it's basically for those who don't know, it's kind of like a to-do list thing, but it's a lot more collaborative with comments and you know, check boxes, and it's just a tool we use every day, all day.
I have a love-hate relationship with Trello. So I'm in awe of anyone who can make it run a business. I know it's powerful. I know I should use it more, but lovely. The growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
So this isn't going to be the quick fix, click a button answer that everyone wants to hear, but I'd say focus on learning and being a real marketer and advertiser a real marketer rather than just an advertiser, because anyone can learn how to, you know, run Google, run Facebook ads, and the true value behind any true company is how they market themselves and put themselves out there. And it's all about learning the psychology behind selling and getting in the head of your target audience and finding out where they hang out and, you know, highly focus your message with a great offer to that person. I think that loses sight in this whole digital space of direct PPC marketing. So I would definitely say learning to be a real marketer would be the best tip here.
Definitely an essential for continued e-commerce success for the next 5-10 years, I think as well. Bijoy, thank you so much for all those top tips. Now, before we say goodbye, could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media, please?
Yeah, for sure. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok as My Truewood, no E in True, and our website is mytruewood.com, no E in True.
Excellent. Now, Bijoy, thank you so much for sharing so much and being so honest about your journey. I suspect you've inspired a few people to stop flogging that dead ads horse. Well, not quite dead, but, you know, diversify and, as you said, become a proper marketer. So thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure chatting with you.
Amazing that Bijoy is so willing to be so honest about how they're pivoting the business this year and those key areas they've gone into, you know, looking at the customers, learning from the customers, the surveys they're doing. Clearly, that's going to be an ongoing part of the business. Re-educating himself and the effort he's put into that to shift from being purely about the ads to really getting to grips with the customer base and how they, you know, what's making them tick, what they should be doing, the messaging they should be using so they can move away from being, as he said, an evergreen sale, always on sale, always a discount. Love that idea of the challenges they're sending out to their user base. And the, you know, the food one, totally unconnected from a wooden watch, let's be honest. But it's getting that engagement and it's getting the customers to respond and feel part of that community they're creating. And then, you know, they are hiring key team members to fill the gaps. So whilst he loved the ads world, he's learning this new world and hiring the people who have the skill set to enable him to capitalize on it. I think, you know, if you only take one thing away from this, take away the fact we need to become proper marketers now if we want to succeed in the future. You can get your hands on the notes from today's show, including the top tips and links to what we've mentioned, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, or you can use our direct to episode link. So just put ECMP for ecommercemasterplan.info/episode number into the URL bar and you'll go straight to the correct page on the website. Once you get to the website, please do add yourself to our email list, because every week we share loads of cool things to help you improve your business. Now, if you liked this episode, do make sure you check out our other fashion and accessories episodes, which you can find a full list of them at ecmp.info/fashion. And thank you so much for tuning into this and every episode that you do of the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I bring you a new one of these interviews every week to both inspire and help you to succeed and thrive with your businesses, including progressing along that path to net zero and sustainability. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. I hope you have a lovely week and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.
If you're marketing an e-commerce brand, you already know that data changes everything. More data means more power. And if your email or SMS tools can't handle all that data, they're probably holding you back. That's where Klaviyo comes in. Its top-notch personalization and segmentation help you send the right message at the right time, guided by unlimited real-time data from your online store and tech stack. Request a demo at klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan.